A group working towards building what would be one of the biggest development projects in Toronto's history has enlisted a lobbyist to help its dealings with the provincial government. Planning to develop the rail deck. A currently exposed stretch of rail corridor just west of the CN Tower in downtown Toronto stretches back about a decade. If covered, the area would represent around 15 to 20 acres of prime real estate in downtown Toronto. A complicated battle between the City of Toronto and developers over the area's future has played out since the mid-2010s, which the Trillium elaborated on in a recent investigation of the Ontario Land Tribunal. Ultimately, developers emerged as the winners from the recent part of that history, a saga decided by the provincial land use adjudication system. Now, a group that includes prominent allies of Premier Doug Ford is looking to move forward with a project that, in its drafting stage, looks to include 9 condo towers with more than 6,000 housing units and almost 10 acres, combined, of public or publicly accessible park space. The project website of the group lists its development team as including 2 companies that Ford friend and government appointee Carmen Nigro runs or is directly involved with, along with its 2 more recent partners, Fengate Asset Management, and Liuna. Nigro's Craft Developments purchased what is known as the air rights to build where the rail deck would be constructed back in 2013. Joseph Mancinelli, another Ford ally and government appointee, is chair of Liuna's Pension Fund of Central and Eastern Canada, which joined the project in 2021. The group's project website says its next step is submitting a revised proposal to the City of Toronto. Under a Fengate subsidiary called the Rail Deck District Corporation, a few executives of the company registered to lobby on the development project at the municipal level last November. Rail Deck District Corporation has now set its sights on lobbying Ontario's Environment Minister and her ministry, its recently enlisted provincial lobbyists registration indicates. Jessica Georgikopoulos of Sussex Strategy Group registered to lobby on behalf of Rail Deck District Corporation on March 1, marking a first for the group at the provincial level. Georgikopoulos' only lobbying targets for Rail Deck District Corporation are Environment Minister Andrea Kanjan's office and the Ministry of the Environment. Her registration says her lobbying goal is to organize meetings for her client to discuss a new, multi-use development and park project at the Rail Deck. Below are the other provincial lobbying registrations that were made or updated in the past week. Are you a lobbyist with a newsworthy client? Send tips to Jessica at thetrillium.caconsultants. Crystal Caputo of OnPoint Strategy Group for MST Rebar Inc. Kenzie McKeegan of Loyalist Public Affairs for Apotex Inc. Joyce Moncarios of Sussex Strategy Group for My Health Center. Joyce Moncarios of Sussex Strategy Group for Ontario Home Respiratory Services Association. Crystal Caputo of OnPoint Strategy Group for Nickel Developments Limited. Tasnia Khan of Amir Remtula Inc. for Enercare. Alexander Stosic of S&A Strategies, formerly Stosic and Associates Limited, for Urbacon. Dan Mater of Loyalist Public Affairs for Tay River Health Center. Alexandra Spence of Loyalist Public Affairs for Tay River Health Center. Michael Bonner of Atlas Strategic Advisors Inc. for Global University Systems Canada, Inc. Stephanie DiNucci of Atlas Strategic Advisors Inc. for Global University Systems Canada Inc. Kenzie McKeegan of Loyalist Public Affairs for Tay River Health Centre. Sean Cruz of Council Public Affairs for Ontario Charitable Gaming Association. Fraser McDonald of Strategy Corp Inc. for Pi. Remy Moreau of Sussex Strategy Group for Capital Power Corporation. Remy Moreau of Sussex Strategy Group for TransAlta Corporation. Remy Moreau of Sussex Strategy Group for Evolugen. Remy Moreau of Sussex Strategy Group for Capstone Infrastructure. Caroline Pinto of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Faro International Inc. Michael Ross of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Faro International Inc. Mira Mahadeo of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Faro International Inc. Rob Elliott of Council Public Affairs Inc. for NextEra Canada Development LP. Michael Ross of Council Public Affairs Inc. for NextEra Canada Development LP. Elizabeth Seep of PAA Advisory Conseils for Black Healthcare Professionals Network. Dario Chiquin of Sussex Strategy Group for Capital Power Corporation. Dario Chiquin of Sussex Strategy Group for Canadian Renewable Energy Association. Brad Duguid of Brad Duguid Consulting for Center for the Commercialization of Regenerative Medicine. Christina Salaturo of Navigator for Northern Graphite Corporation. Mandeep Sharma of MPR for Women's Brain Health Initiative. Jeff Rutledge of Macmillan Vantage for Lake Erie Green Power. LLCAL McDermott of Pathway Group for Westlake Corporation, Jerry Cowrey of Pathway Group for Westlake Corporation, Alec Angeladian of Maple Leaf Strategies for FP Innovations, Ben Levitt of S&A Strategies, formerly Stosic and Associates, for Ontario Psychological Association, Jessica Georgikopoulos of Sussex Strategy Group for Raildeck District Corporation, Heather Torrey of Longview Communications and Public Affairs for Glencore Canada Corporation, Rick Roth of Global Public Affairs for Boreal Education, Carlo Oliviero of Edelman Global Advisory for the Sleeve Clinic, Faith Chipman of New West Public Affairs for Canadian Institute for Advanced Research, CIFAR, Peter Curtis of Pathway Group Inc. for Westlake Corporation, Larissa Hetmanchik of GT & Company for Hello Fresh, Chris Gray of 360 Public Affairs for Rare, the Canadian Forum for Rare Disease Innovators, Georgianne Burke of Pathway Group for OR Temamim, Elizabeth Wagden of Global Public Affairs Inc. for Ontario Stone, Sand and Gravel Association, Nicholas Capellas of Heliscan Inc. for Elman SA, Giancarlo Drennan of Sussex Strategy Group for Pures College of Technology, Rob Elliott of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Enterprise Rent A Car Canada Company, Faith Chipman of New West Public Affairs for Career Colleges Ontario, Jessica Georgikopoulos of Sussex Strategy Group for Committee of Architectural Technology Professionals, Liam Thompson of Strategy Corp Inc. for McKesson Canada, Christopher Mortos of OnPoint Strategy Group for Protexa Inc. David Morgado of OnPoint Strategy Group for Luso Canadian Charitable Society, Jonathan Kent of JECKA Consulting Group for Brook Restoration Limited, Brooke Timpson of Liaison Strategies for the Redwood, Brooke Timpson of Liaison Strategies for South Asian Women's Center, Gail Nathanson of Campbell Strategies Inc. for Gakinoamage, Teach for Canada, Chris Holes of Campbell Strategies for Gakinoamage, Teach for Canada, Jonathan Ritchie of Strategy Corp Inc. for Nature Conservancy of Canada, David Morgado of OnPoint Strategy Group for Fieldgate Land Development Limited, Liam Thompson of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Nonprofit Housing Association, ONPHA, Makita Dracocrust of Loyalist Public Affairs for Golf Association of Ontario, Anna Salvagna of Strategy Corp Inc. for Therm Group RHTG GmbH, Nico Fadani Diker of OnPoint Strategy Group for Regional Municipality of York, Mitch Hampel of Enterprise Canada for IMT Group, Rick Roth of Global Public Affairs for Ontario Road Builders Association, Daryl Tempest of Tempest Consulting Corp., formerly 2,435,869 Ontario Inc., for the Canadian Vaping Association, Christopher Karas of Karas Legal Services PC for Cindy Gates D. and the D. Family, Nasha Brownridge of Strategy Corp Inc. for Nature Conservancy of Canada, Matt Conley of Strategy Corp Inc. for Woodbine Entertainment Group, Stephanie DiNucci of Atlas Strategic Advisors Inc. for Humanis RX Corporation, Carlo Oliviero of Edelman Global Advisory for Coinbase Group Inc., Fraser McDonald of Strategy Corp Inc. for Township of South Stormont, Lee Boswell of Crestview Strategy for Skip the Dishes Restaurant Services Inc., Lee Boswell of Crestview Strategy for Dye & Durham, Isaac Crawford Ritchie of Global Public Affairs for SAP Canada Inc., Carlo Oliviero of Edelman Global Advisory for Alstom Transport Canada Inc., Carlo Oliviero of Edelman Global Advisory for ServiceNow, Carlo Oliviero of Edelman Global Advisory for Cisco Systems Canada, Carlo Oliviero of Edelman Global Advisory for Oracle Corp., Tasha Michaud of Macmillan Vantage for Geosource Energy Inc., Johanna Chevalier of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Natural Burial Association, Vince Amodio of Global Public Affairs for SAP Canada Inc., Al McDermott of Pathway Group for Ontario Provincial Police Association, OPA, Jeffrey Bangs of Pathway Group Inc. for Ontario Provincial Police Association, OPA, Cameron Doherty of Crestview Strategy Inc. for Greater Toronto Airports Authority, Fraser McDonald of Strategy Corp. Inc. for Woodbine Entertainment Group, Jessica Trepanier of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Racing, Devon Somerville of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Natural Burial Association, Alexander Glista of Strategy Corp Inc. for Northbridge Capital Inc., Aidan Grove White of Strategy Corp Inc. for Northbridge Capital Inc., Fraser McDonald of Strategy Corp Inc. for Northbridge Capital Inc., Kyle Scholes of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Nonprofit Housing Association, ONPHA, Brian Teefee of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Nonprofit Housing Association, ONPHA, Alex Armanius of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Nonprofit Housing Association, ONPHA, Fraser McDonald of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Retirement Communities Association, ORCA, Carolyn Kim of Grosso McCarthy Inc. for VON, Jordan Daniels of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Professional Planners Institute, Kyle Scholes of Strategy Corp Inc. for Miziwabik Aboriginal Employment and Training, Saad Beg of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Racing, Kyle Scholes of Strategy Corp Inc. for McKesson Canada, Kevin Denhire of Enterprise Canada for Ontario College of Family Physicians, Ralph Palumbo of the Hillcrest Consulting Group Inc. for Call 2 Recycle, Alex Armanius of Strategy Corp Inc. for Miziwabik Aboriginal Employment and Training, Stephanie Gaur of Santis Health for Ontario Community Support Association, Rob Gilmore of Crestview Strategy for Ontario Good Roads Association, Alexander Glista of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Professional Planners Institute, Carl Baldauf of Macmillan Vantage for ABBVI Corporation, Rick Roth of Global Public Affairs for Ontario Book Publishers Organization, Brad Duguid of Brad Duguid Consulting for Cormorant Utility Services, Gary Keller of Strategy Corp Inc. for Cisco Canada Limited, Aidan Grove White of Strategy Corp Inc. for Woodbine Entertainment Group, Jerry Cowrie of Pathway Group for Aviva, Jeffrey Bangs of Pathway Group Inc. for Aviva, Kelly Baker of Strategy Corp Inc. for McKesson Canada, Christopher Loretto of Strategy Corp Inc. for Miziwabik Aboriginal Employment and Training, Aidan Grove White of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Professional Planners Institute, Aidan Grove White of Strategy Corp Inc. for Choice Properties Limited Partnership, Vince Amodio of Global Public Affairs for VIN Verification Services Inc., Frank Cleese of Cleese and Associates Limited for DG Group, Gary Keller of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ronald McDonald House Charities Canada, Brian Teefee of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Big City Mayors, OBCM, John Matheson of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Big City Mayors, OBCM, Francesca Grosso of Grosso McCarthy Inc. for VON, Frank Cleese of Cleese and Associates Limited for Pures College of Technology, Ralph Palumbo of the Hillcrest Consulting Group Inc. for Association of Independent Assessment Centers, AIAC, Amir Remtula of Amir Remtula Inc. for Rio Can Real Estate Investment Trust, Vince Amodio of Global Public Affairs for Amazon Web Services, Peter Curtis of Pathway Group Inc. for Assaulted Women's Helpline, Saad Beg of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Professional Planners Institute, John Matheson of Strategy Corp Inc. for Ontario Professional Planners Institute, Frank Cleese of Cleese and Associates Limited for Condor Properties Limited, Gary Keller of Strategy Corp Inc. for Nature Conservancy of Canada, Lisa Sampson of Strategy Corp Inc. for Nature Conservancy of Canada, Ralph Palumbo of the Hillcrest Consulting Group Inc. for Used Car Dealers Association of Ontario, Chris Benedetti of Sussex Strategy Group for Electricity Distributors Association, Ralph Palumbo of the Hillcrest Consulting Group Inc. for the Association of Condominium Managers of Ontario, Mark Keeley of Keeley and Associates Inc. for Scientific Games International Inc. Rod Elliott of Global Public Affairs Inc. for Coke Companies Public Sector, LLC, Philip Dewan of Council Public Affairs Inc. for NextEra Canada Development LP, John Matheson of Strategy Corp Inc. for McKesson Canada, Douglas Jury of Douglas Jury and Associates for FCA Canada Inc. In-house lobbyists, Timothy Jennings of Shaw Festival, Anthony Pugliese of Institute of Internal Auditors, Sharzad Robber of Industrial Gas Users Association, Juanita Beaudry of Centre for ADHD Awareness Canada, Brenda Leishik of College Student Alliance, Maureen Boone of College of Massage Therapists of Ontario, Tava Barokas of Earth Rangers, Susan McIsaac of Right to Play International, Tammy Moore of ALS Society of Canada, Diane Brisebois of Retail Council of Canada, Lana Payne of Uni for Leslie Davidson of YMCA of Greater Toronto, Diane Martin of Registered Practical Nurses Association of Ontario, Angela Mandu of TECHNATION Canada, Daniel Tisch of Ontario Chamber of Commerce, Carla Robinson of Thunder Bay Chamber of Commerce, Ian Dunn of Ontario Forest Industries Association, home of CLA Grading and Inspection Kimberly Moran of Ontario Medical Association M. Lynn Cassidy of Ontario Charitable Gaming Association, Tim Hudak of Ontario Real Estate Association, Daniel Kelly of Canadian Federation of Independent Business, Mark Selby of Canada Nickel Company, Rowan Saunders of Definity Insurance Company, Vito Sicaretto of Dynacare, Shoaib Ahmed of Scooty, Scooty Mobility Inc., Katie Decker of Johnson & Johnson Inc., Frank Wuist of Edwards Life Sciences, Canada, Inc., Francois Poirier of TransCanada Pipelines Limited, formerly known as TC Energy Corporation, Greg Ebel of Enbridge Inc., with files from Jessica Smith Cross.